optimistic picture of the country today. Economically, we've had a breakthrough year in terms of security challenges. The shadow of crisis has passed. Has he got the country right? Is his description of America correct?
Well, I think we've had a better year than the years that preceded it, so I think that's a good thing to stress. But I don't think the time of crisis has passed. I think we're in crisis overseas, from the Ukraine to Iraq and throughout the Middle East. While the economy has recovered some, I think we've not dealt with our long-term structural deficit problems that we know are going to reemerge in the next 2 years. Social Security Disability Fund, for instance, will go bankrupt. No mention about that. The Transportation Fund runs out of money this year. No mention about that. So, again, I think some progress has been made, and I think it's certainly appropriate for all concerned to take some credit for it. But I think if you paint too rosy a picture, you're going to make people think that we're out of the woods, and I just don't believe that's the case.
On the core questions of raising taxes on the highest income Americans and giving a tax break to middle income Americans, we're assuming that that's dead on arrival in the Congress, and much of what the Republican Congress is sending over at first is dead on arrival at the White House. Can you just find, did you hear some points here that are potential areas of common ground where Republicans and in the Congress and the White House actually might make some progress?
Well, I did. Frankly, on the question of infrastructure, I think there's possibilities. There's certainly possibilities in the area of trade, where you recall, if you watch the speech, the Republicans actually stood up and applauded the president. That was one of the occasions where the Democrats did not. And I think probably the area of precision medicine, which the president gathered on, and there's some really promising work going on at the NIH right now in those areas. So there certainly are. And frankly, on the area of ISIL, we don't think the president's gotten right in terms of his strategy, but we do very much agree that he needs authorization. We should work to give him that authorization. So there's certainly some points that we can find in common with the president and try to work together.
What about the subject of global warming, by the way? He was chiding those who he says are ducking the question by saying, I'm not a scientist.
Well,
you know, 14
course,
out of the 15 warmest years in the 21st century, is it time for everybody to agree that human activity is contributing to this?
Well, I think human activity does always contribute to what happens environmentally. I think also, though, the president took a lot of credit for what's happened in the oil and gas industry that he had very little to do with. And frankly, sort of forgot that natural gas has actually lowered global warming instead of raised it, because it has less than half the carbon emissions. So there's actually some areas where fossil fuel, which tends to be a bugbear to this president and the environmentalists that he represents, has been a contributor in this country, which is lowering global warming.
But might we expect any further action in support of cutting back emissions from
the GOP's
movement?
It depends on what the president puts on the table. Look, there's a lot of support in the Republican conference for wind power, for instance, for the extension of credits into the wind industry. That's a divisive issue on both sides of the aisle. Alternative sources of industry, we all pretty much agree we need a very diverse set of energy things. So there are some areas. Will it be as sweeping or as grand as the president wants? No. I mean, you have to remember that while this is a valedictory speech, it's also a speech that covers up the loss of power in both the Senate and the House by the president. So he's got to find areas where he can work with Republicans. If he wants to poke sticks in their eye, he won't get very far.
Can you imagine, by the way, new infrastructure projects and repair being funded by, say, a change in the business tax? It wasn't revenue neutral that brought in some more money.
Well, it depends on what it is. But, yeah, I think we all like to build infrastructure. We all know that we need to build infrastructure. There's a variety of ways to do that. Some of it is just simply faster economic growth. We've seen the difference that's made in the last couple of years. So, people forget Republicans did deal with the president on the Budget Control Act. It lowered long-term deficits. We did deal with the president on the fiscal cliff. It both raised revenue and froze the Bush tax rates for most Americans. So usually the deals are hard and grudging, but they can be reached. But they do take a gritty view of what's possible and a willingness to settle for less than you might like to get. And that's true for both sides, by the way. I'm not just preaching that to the president, but Republicans need to remember he's still got a veto.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats still control the filibuster in the Senate. So divided government can do some good things, but you're never going to walk away satisfied that you got everything you want.
Congressman Cole, thanks for talking with us.
Hey, thanks very much.
Tom Cole of Oklahoma, a Republican, a member of the Budget Committee, Deputy Whip for the Republican Conference in the House.